KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the state wrestling championships came to a close with the finals on Saturday night, and boy, there were a lot of local place winners from around southwest Iowa at this weekend's state wrestling championships. In Class 1A, Taylor Curtis of Underwood was the 106-pound champion. Andrew Fouch of Underwood took the 126-pound title. Evan Hansen, who came in unrated to the tournament from Exira EHK, proved everyone wrong, winning the 145-pound championship. Lauren Williams of Tri-Center won his third state title when he took the 152-pound championship. Also, Jesse Swoboda of Audubon was a runner-up at 182 pounds. Dylan Sewer of Guthrie Center placed second at 285. Christian Pauly of Tri-Center was seventh at 113. Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon placing eighth at 120 pounds. Jared Eyscheid of Kemper Catholic was seventh at 126. Ryan Joint of West Central Valley of Stewart was seventh at 145. Cody Kingery of Underwood was eighth at 145. Kane Queck of Nottoway Valley placing sixth at 152. Josh Matusek of Woodbine was fifth at 160. Wyatt Lewis of St. Albert placing sixth at 160 pounds. Trey Sander of Exira EHK got a third place finish at 195. Taylor Hine of Panorama was eighth at 195. That's all in 1A. In Class 2A, the place winners include Jake Marlin of Creston, who tied a record that'll never be broken as he won his fourth state championship at 138 pounds for the Panthers. His teammate Keaton Hewlett, also a state champ, he won the 195-pound title. Chris Hopkins of Harlan placing fifth at 113. Blake Luna of Clarinda was fourth at 120. Cole Race of Clarinda placing eighth at 126. Brett Markham of Missouri Valley was eighth at 138. Trevor Frayne of Creston was fourth at 160 pounds, while Matthew Williamson of Atlantic placing eighth at 170 pounds. Also, Class 3A, Zach Renshaw of Lewis Central placing second at 285. Colton Klingenpeel of Thomas Jefferson was sixth at 106. Justin Kaltvedt of Carroll placing sixth at 120. Ethan Ruby of Lewis Central was a third place winner at 152 pounds in that wrestling championship meet over the weekend. Also on Saturday, in girls' regional basketball action, in Class 3A, it was Red Oak defeating ADM 49-37. In Class 4A, Harlan beat Carroll 71-36. It was Lewis Central over Glenwood 51-38. A girls' regional finals tonight in Class 1A at Clarinda. Bedford will play Villisca. And in 2A at Denison, it'll be Trainer versus IKM Manning. Those winners will advance to the state basketball championships. Well, boys postseason basketball gets underway tonight, and we've got a game for you live this evening here on KJAN in Class 3A. 3A and 4A teams get their postseason going tonight. Atlantic will be at home this evening as the Trojans play host to ADM tonight in a Class 3A district semifinal. Atlantic ranked number 2 in Class 3A. They are currently 20-1 after finishing off the regular season with a thrilling victory over Abraham Lincoln on the road. The Trojans will host an ADM club tonight at home, hoping to advance to the district final. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. We're on the air at 6:50. You can hear that game live here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, also on the web at KJAN.com as we're streaming live. And since we're streaming live, you might as well just download the free KJAN smartphone apps. You can get one for your Android-based phone or your iPhone by going to the store for that particular model and downloading the app. It's free, and you can listen to the stream on your phone. Also in Class 3A tonight, Denison is at Bishop Heelan Catholic, Carroll hosting Greene County. Winterset is at Creston, while Glenwood visits Harlan tonight. Those winners all move on to district finals. Class 4A first-round play continues tonight, as or gets underway tonight as well. These are sub-state quarterfinals. Abraham Lincoln will play at Lewis Central this evening, while Thomas Jefferson will head to Sioux City to face off against West High School. Those games also tipping at 7 o'clock tonight, with the winners advancing. In college men's hoops yesterday, the Iowa Hawkeyes survived a shaky start and then rolled to a 72-51 victory over Minnesota in Big Ten play. Iowa trailed 21-5 at the outset, but they turned things around to win their third straight Big Ten game for the first time in 6 years.
I mean, you're seeing individual players just improve right before your eyes. That took tremendous composure, Tremendous fight. We turned them over. You know, we changed the complexion of the game with our press, with our zone. You know, I think what you're seeing is a team that is maturing right before your eyes. And I think, you know, as a fan, as a player, as a coach, it's a tremendous feeling.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the crowd helped urge the Hawkeyes back into contention. During one stretch of the game, Iowa outscored Minnesota 37-10.
I mean, you and I know we needed effort. We needed a little more in that stretch to get it back. All of a sudden, I look up, it's 23-13, it's 23-15, it's 23-17, and the crowd is just relentless. And then Zach makes the three throws at the end of the half. We go in with a tremendous amount of momentum, and we just never let up from there.
Devin Marble and Aaron White both had 15 points to lead the Hawkeyes, who got a boost also from the bench. Senior Eric May had 10 points and 7 rebounds.
I have tinkered all year long from the very beginning of the season with putting him in the starting lineup, and it's just why. You know, you play him where you need him. You put him in when you need him. He makes jumpers. He makes threes. He makes steals. He makes dunks. He gets loose balls. He guards the four-man. He guards the point guard. He guards the three-man. The other thing is I'm able to rest key personnel whenever I need to because I put guys in to produce.
Iowa's now 6-7 in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes improved to 17-9 overall on the season. Well, third-ranked Miami struggled Sunday afternoon before keeping its perfect conference record intact. Kenny Kajai hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 36 seconds left as the Hurricanes pulled out a 45-43 win at Clemson. The day's lone matchup of top 25 teams became a mismatch as 20th-ranked Wisconsin blasted number 13 Ohio State 71-49 at Madison. Ben Brust and Jared Bergeron each had 15 points for the Badgers as they improved to 9-4 now in Big Ten conference play. The Buckeyes dropped to 8-5. They're three games behind conference co-leaders Michigan State and Indiana. Michigan remains tied for third with the Badgers in the Big Ten after the 4th-ranked Wolverines knocked off Penn State 79-71. Trey Burke scored a season-high 29 points, and freshman Glenn Robinson III matched a career high with 21 as Michigan won for only the second time in their last five games. Also in top 25 action, 9th-ranked Arizona got 18 points from Mark Lyons and 10 from freshman Brandon Ashley in a 68-64 win over Utah. And number 12, Louisville stayed within a game of first place in the Big East with a 59-41 win over South Florida. In women's college hoops, Samantha Logic scored 26 points yesterday to lead Iowa to a 72-52 win over number 18 Purdue. Logic made 10 of 13 shots and contributed 9 assists, while Thierra Taylor had 15 points and 11 rebounds for the visitors in West Lafayette, Indiana. The Hawkeyes ended a 5-game losing streak and won for the first time in West Lafayette since 1998. Purdue had won the last 12 meetings at home. Morgan Johnson scored 12 points and Melissa Dixon had 10 for Iowa as the Hawkeyes swept Purdue, winning the earlier meeting in Iowa City. Hawkeyes are now 17-10 overall. They're 6-7 in Big Ten conference play. Also Sunday in women's college hoops, the 24th-ranked Iowa State women squandered a 12-point first-half lead in a stunning 68-66 loss to West Virginia in Ames. The Cyclones gave up 46 points in the second half as their four-game winning streak came to an end.
You know, when you lose a two-point game, we could sit here all day and analyze stats. And, you know, you miss six free throws. You know, Kid and Bryn go 2-for-17, 0-for-11 from the three. You know, but the things you can control, like matching up on defense, doing some of those things, were bad. And at the end of the game, we just made some really poor decisions.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. Hallie Christofferson had 27 points to lead the Cyclones as they fall to 9-5 in the Big 12.
The disappointment hurts really badly now. It puts us in a tough spot in the standings and a lot of things, but you know, just some mistakes that, you know, we continue to make. And obviously, you know, certainly we had many opportunities to do some things positively. We couldn't get them done.
Iowa State's now 18-6 overall on the season. Sunday's NBA All-Star game featured the usual array of offensive eruptions, ending with a combined 281 points, 116 baskets, 26 three-pointers, and 35 turnovers. Kevin Durant was the top scorer, delivering 30 points as the West beat the East 143-138 in Houston. Game most valuable player Chris Paul finished with 20 points, 15 assists, and 4 steals, while Clippers teammate Blake Griffin added 19 points on 9 of 11 shooting. Carmelo Anthony had a team-high 26 points for the East, while Dwayne Wade added 21 points and 7 assists. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, she's been a television spokesperson, a swimsuit model, and a sports pioneer, and now she's a pole sitter. No woman had ever captured the pole for any race in NASCAR's premier circuit until Danica Patrick's performance in yesterday's qualifying session for the Daytona 500. Patrick was the eighth driver to post qualifying time, finishing in 45.817 seconds and averaging 196.434 miles per hour. Then she had to wait another 2 hours as 37 drivers tried and failed to beat her time. Patrick's best finish in 10 cup races is 17th, and she has one top five in 58 starts in the second tier nationwide series. The previous highest female qualifier in a cup race was Janet Guthrie, who started ninth at Bristol and Talladega in 1977. Jeff Gordon was the only other driver to top 196 miles per hour in qualifying, giving him the other top spot in the front row for next Sunday's race. Now, the rest of the field will be set in the dual qualifying races coming up on Thursday. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Buffalo 4-3, Boston over Winnipeg 3-2, Chicago beat Los Angeles 3-2, Calgary over Dallas 4-3, Minnesota topping Detroit 3-2, the New York Rangers beat Washington 2-1, and St. Louis in a shootout beats Vancouver 4-3. In golf, John Merrick has claimed his first PGA Tour victory and a berth in the upcoming Masters by outlasting Charlie Belgian in the Northern Open at Riviera Country Club. Merrick hit two clutch shots that led to par in a sudden-death playoff, but the victory wasn't sealed until Belgian missed a 5-foot par putt on the second extra hole. Belgian birdied his final hole of regulation for a 4-under-67, tying Merrick at 11-under par. Frederick Jakobsen missed out on the playoff as he bogeyed the final hole for a 69. He finished tied for third with Charles Schwartzel, who missed a birdie putt on 18 that would have allowed him to keep playing as well. Bernhard Langer hung on to win the Champions Tour Ace Group Classic, shooting even par over the last 18 holes. Langer finished at 12-under for the tournament, one shot in front of Jadon Blake. John Cook and Tom Pernice Jr. tied for third at 9-under par. In baseball news, with ace Chris Carpenter sidelined, possibly for the season, the St. Louis Cardinals are hoping for more wins and innings from Jaime Garcia. The 26-year-old left-hander had reconstructive elbow surgery in September of 2008, then returned in 2010, went 13-8, and finished third in the National League Rookie of the Year voting. After going 13-7 in 2011 and helping the Cardinals win the World Series, Garcia slumped to 7-7 in just 20 starts last year. He was sidelined between June 5th and August 19th because of a strained left shoulder that lasted just two innings in Game 2 of the National League Division Series against Washington and was taken off the roster because of a strained rotator cuff and some inflammation. Manager Mike Matheny says Garcia looks great so far this spring. And Chicago Cubs pitcher Matt Garza will have to miss at least a few days of practice. Garza suffered a mild back strain on his left side while throwing batting practice to teammates on Sunday. Team officials said they would know more about his prognosis after he's examined again today, although Garza said he didn't think the injury would cause him to miss the start of the regular season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.